You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Bring it up, Jake. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. It doesn't quite hit the same as yesterday when we had a football game, but I think, right? Like, starting next Friday, every single power hour on a Friday until like February will be a phenomenal football Friday power hour, right? We won't have necessarily have games on Friday night, but we'll be picking games for the weekend. I think this is the last football-less phenomenal football Friday until power hour until February.
And then, yeah, because it's, football-less today, following week is the 13th NFL preseason.
Yeah, preseason.
20th preseason. And then 27th, the next day is week zero of college football.
Yes. Well, what's the big game of week zero?
There isn't one, but Northwestern Nebraska is in Dublin. That's Dublin, the noon game.
That's pretty fun.
It's a pretty. You want to take a crack at the point spread for that? I have a friend who's a Northwestern fan. He was shocked.
Okay. This
do you remember how each team did last year? I can tell you how each team did last year if you don't remember.
Northwestern overachieved, right? And Nebraska underachieved. Both underachieved.
Well, Nebraska. So Nebraska lost, I believe, the Big Ten record for one possession losses. They now own it. They lost literally every game by one possession. I think they went 3-9, but they lost like seven one possession games. And I think they actually were like 3-6 with a positive point differential or something like that at one point. And Frost is still there. Martinez gone. And Casey Thompson, Texas transfer, is their quarterback, if I remember correctly. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. Northwestern was atrocious last year. Brutal. Really, really bad. And brings back some of that badness, is the right way to put it. They're returning production, probably.
But Pat Fitzgerald, still the coach.
Still the coach. Yep. Game's on neutral.
I'll say Northwestern's favored.
No, not even close. Nebraska's a huge favorite.
Nebraska 7.5.
Nope, way more.
Nebraska 14.5.
Yeah, I want to get the updated number. It's about 14. It's kind of like hung out at 13.5 for a while. It is down to 12. So 12.
I mean, Nebraska's probably going to slam them, right?
Well, Nebraska played in week zero of last season. You might remember this. They went to Illinois and played Brett Bielema game one.
Lost.
In Champaign and lost in front of a capacity crowd there. Yes. Martinez had a terrible couple of
times. I bet Nebraska, right? And they had, didn't he throw
I gave it out on the show. Yeah.
And he threw like a couple like end zone interceptions. It's funny. I remember this is over Labor Day, right? And I was in the Hamptons. I remember watching it there and being like infuriated.
This was not the best bet that has ever been given out. Nebraska is a road conference favorite. I did like Nebraska a good amount last year. I think I had some money on them to win their division as well, and they didn't. they didn't.
Okay,
but it's a big number. So like Fitzgerald is a big dog in a conference game. So normally, the book on Northwestern is early in the season. They play a bunch of like terrible non-conference games against bad teams, and you bet the bad teams against them every time. So like Northwestern 15.5 against Western Illinois from FCS. You take Western Illinois no matter what. Like, you know, play a team from the MAC and they're 3 touchdowns. You take the MAC team as your play of the millennium, like, and you win every time. And then when you get to conference play, Fitzgerald's usually got it all figured out, and they're like the feisty underdog in those games, but you've already had like the month to get ready. This is a conference game with like no prep time of playing games at a time, and it's overseas. So it's kind of like what applies here from what we know about Northwestern. That's what makes the handicap really tricky.
And Frost isn't calling the plays this year, right? Is it Whipple's calling the plays for Nebraska?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds correct.
It has to be a positive. It has to be a positive, right?
I think is Casey Thompson there. The transfers this year mess me up every time when I don't have him in front of me. I'm almost positive he's the guy who transferred him.
All right, Evans. We'll do more on this game as we approach it in 3 weeks for Nebraska
just
Northwestern
seems like
in Dublin.
A big number. Yeah.
Okay. We'll do a little bit of tournament champions here in this hour. We want to get done with this before the NFL season starts, and we enjoy talking about it. So far, we've advanced the 2013 Seahawks past the 19 Ravens, and we'll get to all of our bets for tonight. And Ken's going to pick a hard locks team for the English Premier League coming up momentarily. The 07 Giants over the 10 Packers. The 11 Giants over the 10 Patriots. The 03 Patriots over the 2006 Colts. Easiest decision there. The 2004 Patriots over the 2012 Ravens. And the 2013 Broncos over the 2018 Patriots. We have another Patriots team here. That's just annoying. And the 7-10, the 7 seed here in the Madden region is Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, the 2019 Chiefs, taking on the 2014 Patriots that beat Russell Wilson and the Seahawks in the Malcolm Butler, Marshawn Lynch, Daryl Bevel game in the Super Bowl. So what are you thinking here? Because the Chiefs lost to the Patriots in 18, didn't have to beat them in 19 because the Titans beat them in Tom Brady's final game as a Patriot.
Right. I mean, I would be Mahomes in that season, I would advance the 19 Chiefs like every single time. It's like a legendary side of the ball. Yeah. And Patriots team did not have that.
Okay. So we advance the 19 Chiefs, and Chiefs would be favored, right? Maybe not. Maybe they
don't
pick them, right?
I mean, small number. Like it's a Brady era Patriots team. So the rating would be pretty high, but the 19 Chiefs, what was the Niners Super Bowl spread?
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Chiefs were less than 3, right?
Yeah. So, like, Chiefs, would it be a full 3? I mean, everybody thinks the wrong team won that Super Bowl, probably. Yeah, Chiefs, Chiefs definitely favored 2.5 or 3. Not sure which one. I would advance the 19 Chiefs every time. And I was at the Super Bowl where the Patriots won that game, and I would still advance the Chiefs.
The 2-15 matchup would be what many people like the 2007 Patriots are the best team to not win the Super Bowl, but the second best team to not win the Super Bowl is the 2001 Rams, who the Patriots cheated against, obviously, to win in 2001. That's not hating, it's just telling the truth. The 2001 Rams against the 2005 Steelers, who won the Super Bowl in Ben Roethlisberger's sophomore campaign, by beating the Seahawks in maybe the worst Super Bowl ever played in Super Bowl 40, one of the worst Super Bowls ever played. This is as easy an advance as you could possibly have, right, with the Rams.
I'm trying to think of what the number would be.
Well, the Steelers would probably cover a big number because the defense was really good. But the
Rams
doesn't
mean it wouldn't be a big number. That would be a reason. That would be a reason to bet the Steelers. That doesn't mean it wouldn't be a big number.
So the Rams were at 14 against the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year?
I think this number is like 10.
9.5, maybe?
I'd probably bet the Rams.
What if it's 10.5?
Steelers or pass.
Love it. So we're 10. Advancing the Rams, but we 10. Rams that's, minus that's, 10.
That might be it won't be the biggest point spread of the tournament. Because the 07 Patriots probably get too much credit. It might be the biggest point spread of the tournament.
Okay. Let's talk about the 2007 Patriots. We'll go to the top of the Summerall region here and try and knock a couple of these out. The 2007 Patriots against the 2008 Giants. So looking for revenge against the Giants team 1 year later. That might have been better, but was not as cohesive as that 2007 team. And also didn't have a wide receiver who shot himself in the leg.
I mean, is like the storyline coming into this game of like, is Plaxico available and like replaying the catch in 07 over and over and over again? Like the Plaxico, this is the Plaxico game. I mean, that's really what it is. So it's like caught the game winning touchdown and then shot himself the next year for the team that's actually playing in this game.
I think the 2007 Patriots would be like 9 in this game if they were 12.5 against the 07 version. And then the Patriots would win the game by 25 points. Patriots would kill them.
They would. I bet the Giants in both Patriots Giants Super Bowls. And yeah, the Patriots would win this game by a lot of points, I think.
Just the way it's 07 Patriots. Yeah. The 8-9 matchup is the 2009 Vikings, the Brett Favre Vikings, the Adrian Peterson Vikings, against the 2008 Steelers, who beat the Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl on the Ben Roethlisberger to Santonio Holmes game-winning touchdown. This is an interesting point spread here. I think the game might have to be... The Vikings were 3.5-point dogs in New Orleans in the NFC Championship game, and then the Colts were 6-point favorites against the Saints in that Super Bowl. So I don't know what do you think this point spread would be? We're taking the Vikings to win no matter what.
I would like to take the Vikings to win in probably an 08 Steelers favored small point spread game.
Like 2.5,
like
2?
Less than 3 each way, so who cares kind of a situation.
Okay. So we'll advance the 2009 Vikings.
08 Steelers like 2.5, just like tease the Vikings and put them with some of these other games. I mean, just.
The monster teaser in the Tournament of Champions.
Monster teaser Tournament of Champions. Oh, man. Brett Favre plus 15.5. Hear me out.
Yes, until he throws the 3 pick sixes. The 5-12 matchup. The 2016 Patriots, which is the team that beat the Falcons coming from behind from 28-3. Against the 2015 Panthers, who went 15-1, Cam Newton won MVP, and then were horrendous in the Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos and got embarrassed in Super Bowl 50.
And the 15 Panthers played the Patriots that season, right, on Monday Night Football?
And beat them.
Was that the Monday Night Football game they played and beat them?
I don't know.
It was definitely in that era, there was a Cam Newton Monday Night game against the Patriots, for sure. I don't know if it was the 15-1 season, actually. It might have been a different year. Oh, I'm not going to be able to remember this. And that'd be pretty important.
The 2016 Patriots would definitely win.
Yes, I agree.
The Panthers might be like a 1-point favorite, though.
I was just about to say the Panthers had such a good regular season, they're probably a sub-3 favorite, probably not a full 3. This game will have occurred after the Super Bowl. And the Patriots just advance.
Okay. The 2009 Saints, who beat the Vikings in the NFC Championship game and then beat the Colts in the Super Bowl, against the 2015 Broncos with broken neck, noodle-armed Peyton Manning at quarterback.
Good setup. God, what would the total of this game be? I mean, I would like to advance the 09 Saints in the game. Just like,
agreed. What would the spread be? New Orleans, like New Orleans -1?
New Orleans is favored for sure. I think more than that.
Not 3, though.
Maybe.
With that defense, with Denver's defense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if we're assuming the game, we just saw them beat a 15-1 team and win outright as a dog in a Super Bowl. So, like, I guess that has to affect the spread a little bit, as opposed to, like, if it was going into the postseason or going into even the Super Bowl. Like, I think it would be, like, Saints 3 if it was the Broncos hadn't just beat the Panthers. I actually think it would be 3. But coming off that game, probably not 3 anymore.
The 3-14 matchup. The total in this game would be, like, 57. The 2011
I think the first digit's a 6. Yeah. So.
It might be. Yeah, sure. The 3-14 matchup. The 2011 Packers against the 2016 Falcons. The Falcons lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. The Packers went 15-1. It's arguably Rodgers' best regular season. He was league MVP. Lost to the Giants in the divisional round. The Packers would be like 4.5 in this game, and I would bet the Packers.
I just don't like who's getting stops ever. The amount of explosive pass plays in this game would be staggering. As long as the game was not being played at Lambeau Field, I mean, the total would be like, maybe it'd be like 58 or something, but I mean, that's like the low end of what the total would be too. If it was on like a fast track inside, oh my God, the total in this game is so outrageous.
We would advance the Packers, right?
You have to 100% have to advance them. I mean, it's one of the, like, God, it might be like a, I guess, can it be a top 10 regular season team of all time? Maybe.
I'm going to give you the final three matchups here. Let's just advance to close the segment, and then we'll do the soccer in the next segment. 4-13, the 2002 Bucks against the 2021 Rams.
I mean, I would, you know, what's funny is the 21 Rams actually got to a point where they were playing at such a level exiting the Super Bowl. Is Beckham playing in the game? I guess, yes, even though he tore his knee in the Super Bowl, but like that, it would be fun to see the Rams. I think the Rams offense playing like the way it was exiting the Super Bowl.
It might be favored. Brad Johnson was Tampa's quarterback. The Rams might be favored.
That's what I'm going to say. Like regular season, 0-2 Bucks favored. And then like exiting the Super Bowls, like 21 Rams, tiny favorite.
Who do we advance?
Do we advance the 0-2 Bucks just to get some more like old teams in?
Sure. All right. We'll move on to the 7-10, which is Bills 2017 Philadelphia Eagles against the 2020 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I mean, Brady revenge game.
Or do we just advance the Eagles because it's Foles against Brady?
God. I mean, like the 20 bucks pass rush against Foles in that game versus what he saw for the Patriots, which was Zippo.
But the Eagles offensive line was insane.
I know, but it's part of the reason they were insane is because the Patriots get no pressure on the quarterback ever.
but no one was getting any pressure on the quarterback against the Eagles with that offensive line. That's why they won.
It would be a much more interesting matchup, I think, at the line of scrimmage than the Patriots game was. Obviously, that's why the Patriots
got over the top. I want to advance the 2017 Eagles and then the 2000 Ravens against the 2001 Patriots, and we advance the Ravens.
Right, and we advance the Ravens by 9 kajillion points. Yeah, because Patriots cheat or not? Do they cheat or not? Then maybe they advance them on an extremely suspicious series of events.
Well, the Ravens cheated the law a couple times. So I think it may balance out. Soccer bets for the weekend coming up right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download BetQL.